Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you already got a scammer.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Yay! Oh, what the hell's wrong with these goddamn speakers? Well, I know nothing.
Time to find
out. All right, well, Deb, you can just talk. Even though you can't hear it, that speaker means nothing. The show's going.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
I'm talking on the wrong part, please. Excuse me.
Yes, Blog Talk, we actually have a show.
But we're having audio problems.
But you can still, they can hear us, Deb. We don't have a microphone problem.
And you are talking.
I'm done. I'm done with this.
Okay. Well, aren't you going to try and fix it? It's probably just a plug-in issue.
That has nothing. Please do the introduction. The show is still here. We just can't hear.
Well, I'll just talk with them till we get it fixed.
No. They're listening to you. You can talk. Explain your cards. You don't need this to explain your cards to them.
Right. Well,
will I troubleshoot that?
As you all know, we use ordinary playing cards for these readings. Now, we're going to need a couple minutes here to kind of get established with the fact that we're having audio trouble. But we'll get that fixed. Also, so bear in mind, not tarot, not oracle cards, and none of the other systems that are out there, okay? So I just want to make that clear. Also, we will use a full 24-card layout for each of the callers, which may not be customary with the way other people do their shows, but it's what I'm comfortable with. It also gives me a chance to see more about what's going on in your life. Okay, so I wanted to mention that too. So we're, how did you do that?
That works.
Is that this?
That works. Yeah, I'm troubleshooting. Continue on.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you all, since we're just going to kind of play it by ear here, have any of you heard of the jellyfish hairstyle? Well, I went and got one today, and I love it. I don't know if you can even tell. Actually, I think I look a little bit like Long Island. I almost said Lolita. Mm. Long Island medium. In the way that it falls, but of course hers is white. So anyway, this is the new look, but I had her modify it down, giving you a chance to see what's behind.
We'll use that speaker for now. So next 5 minutes. Oh,
okay. So you got us up there.
We have volume.
All right, wonderful.
Weird.
So we are going to be ready here to kick off this show and get busy.
Indeed we are. All right. I want to remind everybody, the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We tried something. What we did was we threw an alternate display up, and I think the computer is trying to feed sound up there through the HDMI, even though it's told not to. Even though it knows it wants external speakers, I think it's trying to feed it up. So, yeah, so that's the name of that, too. We also want to remind you folks, if you are international, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out. And I don't think we have anybody yet international, but the night has just started. So we know that will change. We know it will indeed change. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. Works great. Call in was fine. We just didn't start the show properly. The audio just... I shouldn't have done what it did, but it did. So anyway, we're all good. When you call in, you'll hear a message that you can listen to the show while you wait. I was waiting. I called in before the show started, and I noticed that even though we're late, it was still playing the hold music, and that's a positive sign. If you look in, the hour's already passed, but you hear hold music, it just means we're running a bit late. As long as you hear something, you're good. If you hear nothing, there is a problem. You should call back. So that's the name of that tune. Facebookers, you know the routine. We'll try to flip over to you when we can. Just can't predict that at all. It is what it is.
Okay? It is.
But we'll announce it to you. Then we'll describe to you how and what. In other words, it'll be a messenger audio video to Deborah Lee Bonval. We'll remind everybody when that time comes, whenever that is. All right. That bar is the sound of merps. And that's because your reading with Deborah is going to end when you hear that. Oh, it is. It is over. It is not time for 30 more questions. It's come to an end. We got to move on. There's other folks out there, and I'm going to give you a single angel card. And tonight, it is from the healing card deck. So you'll have one single card before we move on to the next cola. True that. Oh, I forgot to. I did ban him from the stream, and I could finish him off here. Oh, bam! So if they make little sub accounts, they can't come back. Right. Which means there's an infinite amount of scamming jackwads out there is what that really means. Because they get banned. But they still keep going.
Because I go to some seminar and learn how to do this, I wonder. Could it be just one mastermind behind it all?
They might talk amongst themselves, the bad ones. Yeah. They might. Or maybe they pay somebody to set them up with all that crap. Be a bad guy. Somebody with some skills hacking on. Not necessarily hacking, but somebody can write some little macros, little programs, mini programs that can just automatically come in and start pestering people for stuff. So, all right. Let me see where we are. Let's take that first caller, Deb.
First caller.
703 in our own Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome to us.
Hello. It's Andrea.
Hi. Hello there, Andrea. How are
How's it going? Oh, I'm taking the medication for my stomach, so I'm having a hard time with the medication, but hopefully we'll get through it.
Yuck.
Oh, so sorry to hear
that. Yeah,
especially
your tummy.
Yeah. But I need some advice. So, the big boss, she's like the operation manager. She told me, you can't go back to Leesburg, that door's closed, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, now that I have to work till 5:30, getting home and working out and having dinner, it's just too late for me. I said, I'll see how long I last here. And she said, okay, just keep me posted. So I think she knows I'm on my way out. But my question is, I have this opportunity for an interview. It's next Thursday for a records clerk in Leesburg, but they want to do it. An hour virtual interview at 11 o'clock. So I'm just trying to figure out how to do it. Do I just tell them, I'm going to be, looking for another job and I have this interview, or do I just call out sick for half a day? I just don't know. I don't even know if it's worth doing the interview.
All right, let's start at
square
one.
That's a good question. Yeah, you better feel pretty secure if you tell a place I need an hour off to look for another job.
It's for the records department, but it's for the Department of Family Services, so I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, if you tell your current employer, hey, I need an hour off so I can go interview for another job, a lot of times they're not fond of that.
Well, then fire me. I mean, why do I care?
Okay, well, if you don't give a damn, then tell them, hey, they're butt sniffers. I'm going to go take this hour off. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to have an interview, and if you don't like it, you kiss my butt.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I like it. I like it when you have that kind of, I don't give a damn.
There's no way they're going to fire me. They're so desperate for people. There's no way they'll fire me.
That's cool. I'd almost be trying to test that and start wearing weird clothes to work, wear different Elton John looking glasses and stuff just to see how much I can get away with. Just for fun. If I'm not planning on staying there, I might just start doing that. Maybe come dressed as a clown sometimes just for fun. And see if there is a point where they actually get a little upset. Well, more than just upset, if they actually will take action.
Well, I think it's worth your time. Definitely go to take the interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how do I do it? Do I just call out sick? Do I tell them I'm taking an hour off? I mean,
what do you see in the cards if how she should present it to her employer? I don't know if the cards are going to say that. In other words, does she say, I need time off, I'm not feeling good, I got a doctor's appointment?
How about just saying, I have a doctor's appointment
or I have an appointment. Enough of an appointment. Do they get inquisitive if you say that?
I don't know. I mean, she's like, she wants things that, at least a week in advance. So I've told her, look, I can come to work, but I have something to do between 11 and 12.
Yeah,
you know, I have some personal stuff I need to take care of.
You could be giving a deposition in court.
I got something I have to do. I tried to change it. I can't. I got to do it at 11. So I'll be back, though.
I did email her, and I emailed them. I said, is it possible to do a half-an-hour virtual one at 12:30? If they come back and say no, okay. I said, okay, I'll just, I'll do what I got to do.
Do what you got to do. That's what you got to do. International shout-out to Rachel in the land of Australia. All right, yeah. So the cards weren't really nailing the excuse part down, right?
They're just saying
they
don't have a much of a need to know. It's what I'm picking up from this.
So whatever you decide, trust your gut.
I think rather than flaunting that she's interviewing for other jobs.
Yeah, especially she's not even 100% sure she would want this one either.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an hour interview. It's your chance to interview them and really get a good feel for what you're in for if you take it. You know the deal.
Okay.
You know the deal. She's an interviewee from way back.
I know, right?
Yeah. She's a professional interviewer.
I know, unfortunately.
Maybe you should go into
business. I've been there now 3 months at this place. Today makes 3 months. I'm like, that's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, time flies when you're not having fun, I guess, right?
I know, right? Okay, but you think it's worth my while?
Just for the folks that have joined us late, this is Andrea. She is checking in. She's got an interview coming up. She's has been unhappy with her other job, and she is going to find that new replacement. And she's not being stupid and just grabbing one, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
gotta be careful because sometimes that grass is greener will bite you. You're like, damn, mm-hmm. I wish I was back on the other side of the fence, even though that job sucked.
That's true, and you don't need to antagonize them anymore.
International shout-out to Laura in Canada. All right, Andrea. When was that? You said, when will that be? You said tomorrow?
The 29th, next Thursday.
Oh, we'll be back by then, too.
Oh, anyway. You've got lots of time.
Lots of time. That is a long ways out for an interview, but that's cool. All right, here's your healing angel card reading. Subject is Blue Angel, and it is from the infamous I'm just going to make up words. Let me restart that. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this whenever you feel fearful. I love you. All is well.
Is Andrea still with us?
Yes.
Andrea, I think you're going to get another call. Back from somewhere where you've interviewed, that they're going to want to possibly disown you. So
that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm waiting on two people. I'm waiting on two or three people to call me back.
Waiting on a bunch of people, so that's all right. But she doesn't know which one it would be.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, though. Well, it's good to have a lot of freaking irons in the fire, lots of them.
Yep. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Well,
okay.
You always
awesome.
Do. Yeah. I will look forward to the day that you land the job of happiness.
I know, me too.
And we will be here the whole time with you. Yes, we will, except for a short little break coming up. But you won't get hired by then.
Probably. We'll probably do something on the air while we're gone.
Yeah, we're going to take a little quick extended big weekend jaunt to Texas. But we shall return.
Nice. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
Thank you. We want to be there for when the daughter-in-law arrives from Japan on Thursday at midnight.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good one. Thank you for holding.
Okay, you too.
Technical problems.
Thank you for both today. You're welcome. Okay. Bye.
I did give an international shout-out to Laura, didn't I? I believe I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, right when I did the harps, I believe.
You're losing it that bad?
That was a chaotic beginning. It was... and happiness.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of, it's not really a holiday, but we'll do what we got to do with it. It's what I would call a holiday in hell as far as temperatures are going.
Where we're going?
Every single day will be in the 10-somethings for a high.
And what we did
and
last...
And a chilling in the 80s at night, maybe, if we're lucky.
Oh, yeah, but it's so much of a relief. During the day, you literally leave your car running in the parking lot with the AC on. You know, not for hours, but...
I know what you're saying. If you're going in for 15 minutes, leave it, let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I find that funny? I didn't mean to say it was funny.
There's a conversation is going on there.
Yeah, but it was about her tattoo.
And somebody said, Mother said something.
Well, she said, why did you find that funny? I hope I didn't put that there.
I don't know what the hell she... I didn't even know she was talking about tattoos. We're talking the full folks.
It sounds like she got herself a great one.
Ah, Louise from the UK International, shut up.
Oh, it was me. I'm sorry. Well, no, it wasn't me. I don't know. If I did it, I'm really sorry, and I can't fix it.
I mean, it depends on where you get the tattoo if you're going to laugh about
it. It was on
it.
Her hand, I think.
Oh, then, well, I wouldn't laugh about that. No, if you had it on your yee-haw, then I might laugh.
Laura says it wasn't me.
Okay. No, Rachel was laughing, or somebody. All right.
Oh.
So you gotta, sometimes you got to pull your eyeballs out of there.
But it's so fascinating.
I know, but you have a job to do. See, I don't. I'm just riding shotgun. I can screw around. She's a card reader. She must focus.
You know, earlier in the show, we mentioned about the Long Island.
Lolita.
No, not Lolita. Medium. She's doing she's doing the casino circuit now.
You did mention the Long Island Lolita, though.
Yeah, by accident. But she's going to be here. We have a casino that's recently, maybe a year?
Yeah, and that's not even the big dog that was supposed to open. That one ran into some brick wall stuff, but maybe it's so well.
And but she's now going to casinos. Come on.
You know what?
What?
A lot of people with a lot of money in casinos, not a bad place to peddle something.
But like her books or?
Well, whatever. There's usually not homeless people running around casinos, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Louise says she likes your hair.
I see that. Thank you very much. I'm going back tomorrow to get the highlights done.
Arlo Laura is our international shout out to Laura from the UK and London specifically. Okay. Let's keep on it. All right, we're going to our next caller. It's all ones. Could be anywhere on this globe. We do not know because it's Skype. Welcome, all ones.
Hello there. Who's with us?
Hi, this is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Yeah, she Skypes us once in a while. That's cool. Well, welcome to the show.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, you two. Oh, my God. I had a situation arise regarding a caregiver. Her name is Lene. Very, very sweet young lady. And she knew the routine about what we were going to do, that I'd be in the shower on a special chair for an hour. And she was supposed to let me know every 30 minutes. Well, on Saturday, it seemed like it was a long time. So I said, has it been 30? And she said, no, it's only been 15. Seemed odd to me. And then when she got me out of the shower, I could see that she had kept me in there an hour and 44. And that's bad for my back.
Oh, my
God. It could be dangerous because I could fall. So,
well, and that length of time is not, dang.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is unreal.
That's abusive.
Well, the next thing that happened was she wrote her out time. She padded it by around 15 minutes. And so I had a plan when she came back the following day on Sunday, and I was really sweet to her. I wanted to give her a chance, and I said, oh, by the way, I know it was 11:58 when you left, so you want to change your time. And she did, and then so this time I had my cell phone beside me near the shower, and I looked, and I could tell it was already 37 minutes, so I said, hi, Lene. Has it been 30? And she said, no, it's only been 15. I kept quiet. And then I had set my alarm for an hour and 7 minutes. And then when that went off, I knew that she would know the gig was up. But I said, okay, it's been over an hour and seven. Let's get me transferred out. And she looked really quiet. She knew that I knew. And on the timesheet, she had padded it by 21 minutes. And so I looked at it, and I said, very nicely, I said, you know what, your out time is really... Anyway, I called the agency, and I told them I felt uncomfortable and unsafe because of that shower issue. And they had the oddest reaction, like they were ready to dump me. And like I had done something wrong. And what they did was I told them, I emailed Sarah the night before. I said, who's coming tomorrow? And she said, Lene. And I said, no, I'm very sad to say I cannot accept her back in my home. I know you'll have questions tomorrow. She did not respond to that. And then the next day, Lene was knocking on my door. And I called them. And they said, well, we're going to charge you for today. And I said, no, it was a safety issue. Anyway, so I emailed the head lady. Her name is Claire. And I'm going to talk to her. And it's not about getting Lene in trouble. I want to stay legally legal. And also, it put me at risk safety-wise for her.
Yeah.
She deliberately lied to get more money. I'm sympathetic about her need for money, but I cannot risk falling.
Yeah,
so,
and
it
Wendy,
doesn't matter.
Wendy, I would not trust her, you know, go 6 feet in front of me.
It doesn't even, you know what?
You don't know if keepsakes from your mother missing.
That is a sign of a lack of integrity.
Definitely.
And even if it didn't put you in physical jeopardy, it's wrong, and it sounds like it's going very high up in the company that they know about it since they keep sending her back. So it sounds like the corruption is going way up the ladder. Does this ultimately get paid by your insurance?
Well, I feel like she insulted my intelligence. I know how to tell time. I did not have my phone by the shower on the weekend because I didn't want to get it wet. But anyway, so the agency, Nadine, acted really angry at me, like I was a problem. It's a health risk issue. Anyway, they said that they were going to charge me for Lene coming out the following day because I emailed them on a weekend and I said, well, it was a health issue.
Right.
So I emailed Claire, the head lady, and I've asked her twice to call me, and I think she will. And I'm going to tell her, you know what? This was a risk to your company, a liability risk. I could have fallen. And, I'm going to ask her to waive that and not charge me. Will Claire waive that $90 charge?
Oh, so she's looking at that. All right, she's going to do the cards real quick. Blog Talk, if we lose Blog Talk, we're going to bring it back to life. So if Blog Talk says goodbye and shuts down, there was a problem with the time. It just gave us a 90-second warning. I changed the time. So Wendy, if all of a sudden it says show's over and all that stuff and it goes goodbye, just give us about 5 minutes and call right back and we'll get right back into it. I'm not sure it's going to happen because I did just re-rack the time and I don't hear the lady threatening us. But of course, it was only 90. We'll find out. Anyway, the cards are going down. We'll assume everything's going to go well. If it doesn't, we'll re-rack the show real quick. So she's doing the cards. She's looking. I'm just curious. Who ultimately is paying for this? Obviously, this isn't 100% out of your pocket, is it?
Well, Jimbo, the way it works is I pay the caregiver, and then my attorney puts the invoices to that insurance company, and then that's when the reimbursement happens.
Okay, so basically, they're defrauding the insurance company in the long run. You at first, because you have to pay out of pocket. All right, Deb, go ahead.
Wendy, this goes all the way back to before you even started the fight with actually getting your benefits. You are the female Ralph Nader of your generation.
Was that other one, Norma Ray, and who else?
You are going to, this is going to be another fight unless you just let it go and pay this fraudster. You're better off without her, and if you know, I think you should get out of that company.
Yeah, I would maybe talk to your attorney and figure out how you go about getting hold of the insurance company and switching caregivers.
It's coincidental you said that because, well, first of all, when I talked to Claire, I let her know the full scoop about what happened. They know I've worked in a HIPAA environment for 25 years. Will Claire agree to not charge me one penny for not allowing Lene to come in the following day? Because I had sent the email on a Sunday, and I had told them, and it wasn't like a whim. It was a risk issue, a safety issue. So will she waive that $90 charge?
Very specific.
I'm gonna say no.
Because
I don't like the way these cards are laying. And they're not good people. So, yeah.
And the fact that, you know, let's look at this from the financial thing. Okay, the caregiver herself makes fake billing. The company she works for benefits from that too. So they're probably in on this fudging the hours.
Yeah, they probably
said, hey, fudge hours, do what you got to do. We're on board. We'll fudge because when you make money, we make money. That's probably at the high level of that company there. That's why they got pissed off when you called about it.
And they don't expect any customer to be as sharp as you are, Wendy, who would even bother to pay attention.
Yeah, they expect you, they expect you to be afraid to lose any kind of caregiving and stuff so that you would just put up with it.
Well, it caused an upset with me and my attorneys because I called them, I talked to Kevin, and I said, you know what, I cannot be party to her padding her time. That's illegal. And I said it put me at risk. And he kind of got upset with me, and he said, well, let's just keep things on an even keel. And that disappointed me because we've always had such a great rapport. But the good news, so the relationship with Eddie and Kevin, will that be reinstated?
If you see it, you don't. If you don't, you don't right now. Do you see it?
See what? I'm sorry.
Eddie and who?
Eddie and Kevin. Those are my attorneys. Will my relationship be reinstated with them? Because I called them yesterday upset and telling them about Lene. And Kevin didn't. Kevin just said, we'll keep things on an even keel. Well, off the air, I would tell you more. But that disappointed me. I would want them to have to care more on a personal level. I just want to keep things legal and correct.
Well, and that woman lied to you about how long that she had left you. And that's wrong. You could have passed out. You could have, you know, I knew a young girl who was washing her hair over the side of the bathtub. And her hair was long, and it got in the drain, and she drowned. And nobody checked on her.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just showing an example.
Oh, okay.
That
I heard
around
half of it. Yeah, my bad.
Showers and water and, you know, that kind of stuff. You have to have the utmost in safety.
Well, and plus the integrity. If the entire organization is okay with fudging little time records and stuff, what else are they okay with? Them slipping a few rings out of a jewelry box?
That's where
you know, looking for a little petty cash in a drawer, loose laying
Jimbo
around.
Needs.
Oh,
Jimbo,
while you're in there,
I have a brand new Samsung phone, and I can't find it. I hope I find it.
Yeah, that's true. But phones are a little different ballgame because those are easy to call up and shut them down, and they can't get much use out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
The good news is that a lady named Janelle came over, and she wants to be my caregiver every day, and she's nice. So will they allow Janelle to come over every day? It's to everybody's advantage.
Well, I think you need to correct the problem initially. You know, get speaking, go through channels if you need to, but keep that woman out of your house, out of your apartment.
Okay.
And if you got to pay her bill, it's just another log on the fire. You could turn them in.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I could. I could.
That's,
I mean, it's under this law.
You've been chosen, Wendy. You've been chosen. The hand of God is on your shoulder.
No, there is no soul. We got to move on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, my relationship with Kevin and Eddie B. reinstored my attorney?
That I really can't tell at this particular moment.
Okay.
But Jim
all
has
right.
a card for you. Okay.
All right.
All
well,
right.
We shall be back again, but it might not be till next week because of our trip to Texas. But here we go. The subject of your healing angel card is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear. Now, not sure if this decision or other decisions.
Well, wait a minute now. I can see the fear in this, the love being for her fellow man, you know.
Well, but she has
yeah.
sympathy, empathy, whatever you want to
for
say, for the person trying to do
caregiving.
Yeah, well, that too. And plus, yeah.
Yes. So, okay. Can you folks in Facebook hear us well?
Why are you saying that?
Are they coming out of here? Somebody made a comment.
This is the microphone. That is unchanged. That's where the speaker are. Nothing to do. And Facebookers don't care about either two of these because that's where they get their audio from. Got it? That's where the Facebookers get their audio from, is that machine. This is from Blog Talk. Right?
Gotcha.
Are we good? Are we squared? I'm going to make sure. Right.
You might want to keep an eye open when you sleep.
Sleeping with one eye open.
Is that a song?
That's part of Metallica's, the Sandman, Enter Sandman.
Oh, Sandman.
And
so Lisa never came back?
Lisa has not come back yet, though, but thank you so much, Wendy. We appreciate your due diligence, and I know you waited for a while. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And good luck, and I hope you pursue that. And that company is corrupt from the top to the bottom. That's why the higher ups were not receptive when you called. So hopefully you get to the bottom of that.
I appreciate both of you.
And we
I consider you friends. You're very nice, both of you.
Yes, and we really look out for you, but you are on top of your game, so we're not as worried about you as maybe some other people in your shoes. There's other folks out there that are need caregivers that are not on top of the game like you, so it's good that you're kind of being a champion, like she said, like almost like a Ralph Nader. So don't give up the fight. Don't put up with that crap. And that's, you know, I put her on mute, but she's still here.
Okay.
And that's what they teach. I remember when I was in the Navy, when you were in the program and there was a lot of confidential stuff, they teach you about integrity. If you can't show integrity for this, why should somebody trust you to have any integrity for other things? So the fact that a person is okay with fudging the records, even if now the company may be at fault telling them, hey, go ahead and do that. But that person, then they can do other things.
Never trust that person.
If you're being left somewhere for an hour and some minutes, they could be rummaging all through your house.
Yeah, no.
There might
kidding.
Be a reason that they're gone.
But
that
I'm
long.
More concerned that Wendy could have fallen.
Well, there's a million bad things that could happen.
Out, killed herself.
There's a thousand bad things that could have happened.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yes, folks. We will get to you. The list is very short tonight.
It is. It is indeed. But we do have one, and I have to catch up because I suck. Ready? This looks familiar. I can't place it.
Mm-mm.
Aha! Here we go. Let's do this. I like it. It's been a while since we've been here. Area code 814 in another Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. 814.
Yes,
welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I believe you have called.
Hello.
Before, have you not?
Hi, it's Amy.
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 Oh, what you want to do?
Pure Prairie. All right. Go ahead. Anyway, all right. Well, Amy, it's been a while.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, it has. I'm doing good, but my boss retired last week.
Oh. And?
And I'm still training, but I don't know who they're going to get to replace her.
So
is that the question? Is that what you're looking to find out?
Yes.
So you're looking to find out that your boss is what, retiring?
Retired, yeah.
And
she already
there's going to be a new boss, and you're really wondering how's that going to work out, right?
Yes.
Now, do they promote from within, or sometimes do they reach out in other parts of the company, or sometimes do they reach out outside the company? How does that work for you? Where you are?
They have within, but I don't know if my counterpart has put in for the job, like the other person that worked with me with underneath Barb, or not.
Okay, so does that mean that you are also a candidate? Is that what you were saying?
No, I didn't bid in. I didn't bid into it because
I did not feel comfortable.
Yeah, I didn't bid into it because I didn't feel comfortable.
All right, that's fine.
If I'd trained and everything. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. You should not try to take on something like that if you're not 100% ready to go.
Yes.
Yep.
No, Amy, bear in mind that I'm projecting right now. This can change, okay? But a lot of times what comes out early on is going to be the intuitive answer. What I'm getting here is you might want to brace yourself because what it's looking like right now, this moment, right here in the present, it's going to be a woman. And I feel you are not going to like her leadership style at all.
That's what I hate with new bosses.
She's willy-nilly, can't make up her mind. I think right now, I hope that they find a better candidate because
okay.
I think she's going to be horrible. And
you're
going to
be
hot under the collar, yeah, with this lady boss who I think she's actually incompetent myself.
This is the one that that's looking like right now.
Right now,
which
yeah.
doesn't mean it's going to be a final.
Right, and that's why I hope they bring in a guy especially.
Do they have an actual, like, a must-have target date, or are they just kind of winging it?
Yesterday was the closing date.
Oh, well, the closing date
for the interview.
For people that could apply, right?
For
that,
somebody
yeah.
to bid on, yeah.
To get on the I want to do it list. Okay, and does it sound like they're very – do you expect it to be a very quick, urgent thing, or is it something that you think they might take their time on?
I'm hoping that it's not going to take long, but
okay.
I'm going to say a month.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're not really sure then. Okay, I'm just curious. Because some.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Some places will throw in like you're the temporary boss, and then they take their time.
That could be.
Some places do that. I just
yeah,
don't know that. That's why I was asking.
This woman is like all over the place. It's like putting a little kid in that job is how it looks right now. But that I feel is going to change. Okay. So, Amy, try to think positively.
Yeah. I always, always, always hate when there's that boss switch because you don't know. You hold your breath because, you know, even if you didn't have a good one, you know it could get worse. So you just hold your breath, keep your fingers crossed, do all your whatever prayers, whatever you believe in, that it will not at least get worse. That's what you hope
for. I think your position's going to change.
Oh, her herself.
Yeah, where
okay.
What department you're working in and stuff. I see some changes coming. I think it'll be good. A good change for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I wish I could.
What do you mean? To go somewhere else?
Within the
within the company to take on some, yeah. I don't know how big it is, of either a totally different job or maybe different or a shift of responsibilities, which is like taking on different stuff. She's seeing that's
yeah.
possible in your company where you're working right now.
Yeah.
Down the road, not necessarily tomorrow.
Yeah, down the road. And she may just slide in there, like you said, as a temporary.
Yeah, sometimes they need somebody to, hey, this person's gone, I need you to do this. And then you go in there and all of a sudden like, holy crap, you should have had you doing this all along, you know, or whatever,
yeah.
something like that. It's very vague right now, but it's just something to think about.
Oh, boy, yeah, it's always a difficult thing when there's a big change like that.
Change sucks.
You don't know what
change.
The politics will
yep.
be like.
Yeah, we hate change because it's always,
yeah.
it could be worse.
What are you thinking that down the road I could get promoted there?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Very definitely.
Yes. Well, down the road, she said a change, and that would be a change, right? Yeah.
Oh, yes, and it's a very good, positive change coming. So, I think you're going to see some very interesting things happen within your business there.
Okay, so a lot of imagine that, a lot of change, which you already know is going to happen. So we'll you see it as for herself. Eventually, it'll be good change.
Oh yeah.
Maybe this boss thing. It's hard to say, but right now you said because it could be somebody that's not really a good candidate right now.
Yeah, I would love for you to come to us again.
Yeah.
Sometime soon. So we can look at this again because it feels very temporary to me.
Right. And I would imagine if they close the posting today, that means I got it. I'm going to do it. And I would mean that the next step they'll be doing is they're going to start scheduling interviews and stuff like that. And the world will get out on the street. But we're going to real quickly got to do this. The subject of your healing angel card is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
I like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I like that.
Amy.
Yeah.
Amy PA. All right. Good luck to you.
Good luck, hon.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for calling in. It's been many moons.
Yeah, she didn't sound very, enthused.
Well,
about the future.
Well, because she kind of said she doesn't really want the job now, but you didn't say now that if she ended up in some kind of authoritative position. International shout out to Dr. Priya in Netherlands. International shout out. We've opened up the Facebook floor, the first audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee. She'll get the reading now. TikTok.
Dr. Priya said hello to you.
And that's why I just gave her an international shout-out, Deb.
Oh, I didn't. I was thinking about Amy.
Hey, folks, remember all that big yelling I did? She didn't hear that.
Now, how's this going to work? Oh.
That's how it's going to work. All right, folks, we have our international... What are we? We have our messenger call, so... Take it, whatever thing you want to do it with.
Oh, hello. Hello there.
Hi, how are you? Are you good?
Yes, we're doing well, and you look beautiful.
Why do we hear all these weird sounds?
Yes, you do.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Marvelous.
Looks like you were out for the evening.
Oh, I wasn't.
You can tell it's remember one time she called, she was bundled up like she was in Antarctica. That was when she went back to Ireland. Remember that?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
You know, wouldn't it be lovely to be so much hotter?
Laugh my ass off.
It's been really hot. It's been really warm. So, like, hence, you don't see me in a big, like, furry
jacket. You're not wearing the parka. The mitts and the gloves.
What can we do for you this evening?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going through quite a lot of emotional... pain. Yeah, my heart hurts, and this is to do with my brother and sister. It's just coming up again. I haven't done anything or anything like that. It's just a reoccurring kind of grief in separation. And I was wondering if anything is coming up in the cards with regards to my brother and sister or general day to day.
All right, we'll take a look. What?
So I was just saying, oh, as one of the last, not the last time she called, but I remember the time when she was in Ireland. Mm. And she was bundled up like she was like at the North Pole.
Yes.
It wasn't far off it, I can tell you.
Well, you know, that is true. You got that is way closer to that part of the world than we are here.
Yeah,
that is a fact.
You just didn't understand.
Well, a lot of American tourists are very spoiled. You know, they expect this, that, and the other thing. And I can imagine them being in a heatless place like that without just complaining.
I think a touristy motel wouldn't be like that.
I certainly hope that.
Because they wouldn't get a lot of touristy business if people were not happy. Right. But that's the tourist world. And you know what? You pay for what you get.
You do.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing I see right away, hon, is you really do love them very much. You would love to be family, to be able to get rid of all of these, I don't know what you'd want to call it, like these little demons that they keep raising up, because you love them. But they create a lot of heartache for you. And sometimes we can't be close. I'm not close to my siblings. They are drama queens, you know? And I can't live in that kind of environment. So what I'm seeing here, and it's under what's sure to come true, that if it's ever on your heart or in your spirit, you could reach out to them and tell them how you feel. You know, but I don't know if they are in a place to really accept that from you. They seem to be spiteful. And to me, I can't see a reason for it because it isn't like you did anything to them.
No, I didn't.
So there is definitely a significant wedge there. Between the three of you, and do they live near where you are?
They live outside London.
Yeah.
So, for me, I don't think it's the point of me reaching out. I just think the boundary's in. I think the perspective I was looking at was really, and it's probably none of my business, and I'm doing their thinking for them, is like whether or not they have any remorse towards me or what they did to me, their actions, which were horrific.
Well, no, it's still very resentful, their feelings. You know what kills me?
This is the folks after the funeral and stuff? Is this like based on after the funeral, the same people?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kills
me about that.
Is that people can be like this to you, but never tell you what you did. You know? I have a sister.
Probably because they probably can't. They couldn't even nail it.
Yeah, well, has this been since you were young? Were you always...
My brother, deceased, so we're extremely close, and we're both there, so I see them. I'm Libra, so there was that common connection with, you know, being able to speak about music, art, literature. I was extremely close to them. You could come to me. I loved them more than anything else in the world. But when my mum died, part of my brother died too, and I don't recognise him anymore.
Oh.
And I'm not. We teach people how to treat us, and I'm not here to be mistreated, bullied, threatened with violence or such like. So I suppose my question was: do they have any accountability? Are they feeling guilty? Have they got any?
Go ahead.
It's like she said, accountability, remorse, guiltiness, they're kind of all synonymous.
They are still pointing fingers at you. And, boy, it seems to run pretty deep because I'm having a hard time getting to it.
So it's because it's been a long time, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time. But I feel they are jealous and resentful of you. Now, did you have a special upbringing? Did you in any way seem different from them? So could it be your work? Do they like what you do or do they?
Oh, I think especially with my sister, the launching of my little business, that drove her insane.
Okay.
Well, it's very
sorry.
Oh, you're on audio now, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's just absolutely insane.
See, she's very jealous of you.
Is that why it drove her insane? Because you were
Always, like, as a child, she was quite a nice girl, and I don't know what happened to her. She just began to resent me as we grew older, and at first I thought it was a bit being paranoid, and I wasn't, and I tried for 15 years to have a relationship with her, and it was always robust. So I accepted the fact that I couldn't have a relationship that I wanted with her, but loved her regardless, even though she didn't.
She pissed off at her own life.
So her behavior is insidious.
Yeah.
I'm just asking her.
Jim, you just raised
asking, is she so pissed off at her own life she doesn't want to see her succeed at all in any kind of way at all?
Yes.
Oh, so she already knows that. Okay, there you go.
But she's got the same situation of me and my sister.
And probably millions of other siblings. Yeah. I bet that's very common, that old jealousy. Boy, I didn't go for it, but you're going for it. Now I'm pissed at you and going to hate you for it, even though it's my fault for not going for it.
Yeah, in her mind, you've achieved. Yeah. Happiness, success.
And there's nobody to blame but herself.
Your independence.
Yep. Yeah.
And whatever is wrong with her life, she blames you. That she didn't get to have all these breaks. She didn't get to run a really, you know, to your sister, you are just like walking on top of the world. Everything's wonderful. For you.
Easiest thing in the world is to blame somebody else than to blame yourself. Because nobody, a lot of people can't handle blaming themselves.
Well, and like they say, Laura, they say when you point a finger at somebody else, you've got three fingers pointing back at you. So that's what I think with her is. She's holding you hostage emotionally. Or how, like Jim said, maybe she thinks her life is crappy.
It's really weird. She's like on paper, she's a lot more successful than me. It's a high powered job, obviously.
But it might not be what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She might be on paper, like you said, but maybe she had different dreams and she wanted to go a different route.
She's just.
Or she's batshit crazy. I don't know. Maybe she's just batshit crazy. I just throw that out there. I don't have cards.
Yeah, she's
batshit. There you go. She is batshit crazy.
Well, I'm like, go ahead.
It's like she takes pleasure out of seeing me suffer.
Misery loves company. That's what that means. That means she's miserable then.
And the other thing is we could take a look, like next time, on the past life reference that is existing between the two of you.
Have your batteries charged up.
Because this really could go back to another lifetime.
Do you know what it is? It's generational trauma. Like in the 3D world, it's generational trauma.
Yeah.
It's dropped down. That dysfunction is dropped down.
There is that old, it's almost like, it's not really DNA, but it just seems. No, you're fine. This is blog talk. It has nothing to do with your reading.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm
just going to kill the blog talk. Yeah. Sorry, blog talkers. We're not going to do the formal song and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've had
problems. It is what it is. We've had problems. We shall return, but it might not be very soon. But we don't know. We're going to Texas very soon, so.
Well, of the two.
You all come back now.
I